Just a brief thought this evening. Help us to think through all that we've been hearing and taking part in. As a church, we've been asking ourselves over this Advent season, are we really ready for Christmas? Perhaps you groan when you hear that. Or perhaps you're frightened to be told that there's only 2 shopping days to go. That cards should have been sent if you really wanted them to have arrived, unless you plan to pay the, shall I say, exorbitant price for special delivery. I suppose you could send an electronic one. That might get there. You have, I believe, until 7 p.m. tomorrow night if you would like Screwfix to deliver for the DIY project, which will get you out of watching the endless repeats on TV. And when you just cannot face the board game, if you go home tonight and order on Amazon Prime, your book will arrive in time for you to put your nose in that and escape from whatever else it is you really don't want to be doing in the next few days. So can I ask you again, are you ready for Christmas? I was told on Tuesday, actually, just in passing, that it was too late already to put the sprouts on. We won't be having any of those. But let's be serious for a moment. I'm pretty sure, as we remember the Christmas account, that most of the people there weren't really ready for what was about to happen, were they? Think about it. Mary and Joseph, probably the 2 people who had the most opportunity to be really ready for what was going on. Let's face it, they knew exactly what was about to happen because an angel from heaven had come and told them. You don't get much more certain information than that. Okay, even more certain than a courier knocking on the door with legal papers saying, I'm from the courts, okay? They can make mistakes, but angels don't. But whatever plans they'd made, and do you know what? Joseph was a master carpenter. I reckon he made some pretty good plans for that baby, don't you? Can you imagine that baby actually lacking for nothing in Nazareth? I dare say there was a fancy cot of some description, and the house was ready. Because that's the sort of man Joseph is presented to us as. But all of those plans, they're thrown out the window, aren't they? By that census, by Quirinius, the governor of Syria. He certainly wasn't thinking about babies, was he? Making people travel all that distance. He wasn't thinking about the Messiah, the one from God. All of the plans were left undone. And in that is my thought about being ready for Christmas. Is there something that we've done or started to do that really we need to set aside so that we can focus on the real meaning of Christmas? Is there something that it would be better we just said, oh, forget it. I need to look over here instead. If I'm going to do Christmas properly, if I'm going to celebrate for real, I need to just forget about that. You see, God has always had a plan for this world, and his plan is that we should follow him, do his will, give him the glory. Since before the world was spun out of nothing, which is what only he could do, he knew that human beings would have 2 choices. We could choose to follow in the good purpose and simple rules that he'd made, or we could go our own way. Tragically, this is what we have done. There's an old carol, Adam lay ye bounden in a bond. 4,000 winter thought he not too long, and all was for an apple that he took. As Finden, written in their book. Speaking of the binding of man because of Adam's first sin, the Bible recounts for us how Adam, our first father, our ultimate great-grandfather, sinned before God. And it tells us that since then, every one of us has done likewise. Now, here's a thought for Christmas. What if I could set aside my sin? What if I could leave aside these things that I do that hurt other people. You know, we're often told that Christmas is a very difficult time. Families who aren't used to spending 24 or even 48 hours together find that they struggle to be peaceable. Oh, if I could leave aside my aggro, my lack of peace, my sin. Perhaps I could not be mean for just one day. Perhaps I could not be selfish for just one mealtime. Perhaps in some way I would not miss the opportunity to do good. If only I could do that. If only I could set aside that this Christmas. Well, we sang a carol earlier. Sinners wrung with true repentance, doomed for guilt to endless pains. Justice now revokes the sentence. Mercy calls you. Break your chains. How can this be? Can we break free from sin? Is there a way in which justice, true and proper justice, revokes the sentence and I'm not bound as one fallen and one against God? We can't do it on our own. We all know that, don't we? We need a saviour. And that is what Christmas is really all about. When we get down to the heart of the matter, Christmas really is about setting aside sin and being rescued and saved for a glorious, peaceable, wonderful, generous, gracious existence. We can't do it on our own. We need a saviour. But listen to these words from Luke's Gospel, which tell us of our saviour. Many of the people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. You will be with child and give birth to a son. You are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. Salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all those who hate us, to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David a saviour has been born. There was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him, for it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do what the custom of the Lord required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for mine eyes have seen your salvation." Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks and spoke about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. The child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. This Christmas, Jesus Christ is presented as the Saviour, the one who really can enable you and me to be free from sin, to set it aside, if we will accept that we can't do it and he can, and he wants to. He will help you to be free from your sin, to be saved, to celebrate Christmas truly and properly. The only way this can happen is to accept the Lord Jesus Christ is born as your Saviour and mine. This is who he is. And to be truly ready for Christmas, you need to acknowledge that and accept that.